You're listening to Chamber Music Radio at live365.com, and I'm Maui K, your old dirty hostess with your Shaolin Mostis, right here coming at you from the depths of the 36 chambers, straight from the grain to you. We got another interview. We've got Alario in the house.
Peace. How you feeling?
We also have, as always, G-Clef.
G-Clef, a little bit under the weather, but I'm still in the building.
And Victorious.
And Blaze of Life in here.
What's up?
So Brooklyn is definitely in the house. Mm-hmm. Peace, Victorious. How you feel?
Nice.
All right, good to see you again. LaRio, my pleasure to meet you.
Mine too.
Good to see you. Big fan of your music. I'm a musician. I'm a musician also, so I enjoy hearing some music with the beats every now and then since I'm doing the show. But we've been playing your music straight from the very first show we ever did. And that's how I think my man got in touch. He heard the songs.
Man, I appreciate it.
Playing those two songs from the very beginning. So we definitely show a lot of love to love your music here on Chamber Music Radio. So we're going to go ahead with the questions. These questions are from our website users. They have questions. They're fans of your music. So let Maui read them off and hit them like that.
All right. First off.
Get close to them.
List all the songs you've appeared on.
List all the songs I've appeared on. I did many songs with a lot of people. But as far as Wu-Tang is concerned, I'm on an album with RZA, his last album, Prince of a Prince. I'm on Wherever You Go and Grits. I'm on Master Killer's album. Did the song Queen. I'm on Ghostface album. Did the song Hollow, Pretty Tony album. And on a Law of Mathematics album, did Hip Hop 101. I got some other projects that's about to come, but I just keep that under wraps until it's time.
No doubt.
All right. How long have you been teaching and singing?
All my life. All right. Literally all my life.
Who were your inspirations growing up?
I like it. All my inspiration growing up, from way back in the days, Delphonics is my favorite group. Moments, Stylistics, Blue Magic, Temptations, Four Tops, Stevie Wonder. Oh man, it's a whole bunch. Everybody.
Alright. Why is it that you just recently have started to get on records?
Because I was the best kept secret they didn't want to find.
Well, is that true? Did you record anything before Wu-Tang stuff?
I mean, I've done a lot of songs of my own.
Yeah.
And of course, I got to a point in my life where I got tired and I said, I'm not singing nobody's songs except mine. Mm-hmm. So I said, the only way I'm going to do them is if I make them.
Understood.
So I started making them.
Understood.
All right. How did you get affiliated with the Wu?
Half of them I knew when they was little. That's half of them. Half of them I knew when they was little.
Right.
So when they got older, I didn't know they'd do that, but they always knew I could sing. And one thing leads to another. And then to my brother, shout out to my brother, Papa Wu. I call him P-Daddy. It's my partner for 30 years.
Right. What are you working on right now?
Me? I'm working on I want to finish up my album that I wanted to do. A couple of songs I have to finish, I have to lay vocals to. And it's just about ready. I say before the summer.
Would you like to do a more soul type album or singing to hip hop beats? Is that better for you?
I could sing anything, it doesn't matter. Opera, jazz, gospel, it don't matter. I just gotta know if you want it fast, slow, in between. Right. That's all I gotta know.
What's your favorite style to sing?
Me? I like blues.
Do you know why the original version of Silverbacks didn't appear on No Said Date?
Silverback?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was just a decision that, business decision that they made, that RZA and Master Killer made.
Right. What's your take on independent websites like Chamber Music, where people do things on the humble, from the bottom up, And what role do you feel they play in gaining the artist's recognition?
Well, how I look at it, you got to start from somewhere. Somewhere you definitely got to start from. You know, because the more you can get a hold to the people, the better. You know, because they got many different ways. It just ain't just one way. Or because if it was like that, you wouldn't have cable. It was only 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11 to 13. You know what I mean? It wasn't cable. Right. Cable been out maybe about, 30 years now? It's about it.
Less than that.
So TV been out here, you know, way longer than that. So the more outlets you have, the better you can reach the people.
Right. Is there anyone coming out in Canada that you're feeling right now? We got a lot of guys
in Canada?
Yeah.
Nope.
What are you feeling?
I don't know nobody in Canada. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You mean soda?
What?
Oh, okay.
Canada dry.
Yeah.
Did you rail? What music are you currently listening to these days?
Everything. Anything. But what I like to do, I like to listen to old school.
Right.
You know, because I like to take parts and elements that they did there that they don't do nowadays.
Right.
The music, because that part is missing. There's a part missing. Like, they almost got it, but then something is missing.
Like, who specifically are you listening to? Are you enjoying?
Moments. Ray Goodman and Brown.
Showcase that was produced by them.
Keep going. Alright. Any material coming out by the Wu that you anticipate to hear or see?
They're going to hook up an album. An album is coming. Because I got more work to do with the Clan anyhow. With RZA, with Mathematics, because he got an album that he's getting ready to come out with. That I'm on like 3-4 songs on that. I just don't know what it's called yet, the name of the album. But he's coming with it. I got some things that I want to move on with Meth and Ghost. Want a couple of songs that just ain't come out yet, but it's coming.
Yeah. Are you gonna do a collabo with Blue Raspberry?
I'd sing with anybody.
All right. When can we expect an album?
Give it by summertime.
Okay.
Maybe less.
How close are you to True and Living?
They're my brothers. They're some good young brothers. I do work with them too.
Okay, I'm gonna take over now. Ask some of these questions.
No,
mm-hmm.
It's that one.
Okay, we got a question from Sam Seven.
From who?
He knows one of the dudes on the board. He wants to know how long you've been a member of the NOGE.
What's the
Nation of Gods and Earth?
38 years.
38 years. What other sciences and philosophies do you deal with besides 120?
The science of life itself.
What do you do besides music?
Music. Then after that, I do more music.
I hear you.
Outside of that, I teach the children the truth. You know, help people work. You know, I got skills as a chef, got skills as a drug counselor, a few things. But what I mainly concentrate on is music and taking care of my family.
What are your thoughts about the various world events, the tsunami, war, etc.?
Anyway, they had in the scriptures and in the books that things was going to happen. For the more that the people deny God, God going to see them, meaning justice is for all. But I think that what happened over there with dumb people and the tsunami, whatever, that was a tragedy. It was. Because to kill all them people like that, how it came, but nothing happened is by accident or by chance. What happened was meant to happen. You know, I'm sorry that it happened to a bunch of the babies, but it's a tragedy.
Any thoughts on the war?
War no good for nobody. War is definitely no good for nobody. I mean, you got a lot, you know, it's too much politics. War is not simple anymore.
What are your thoughts on the condition of hip-hop?
Condition of hip-hop is fine. It is fine. all you gotta do, you see, there's a thing that I learned as a kid, where as far as music is concerned. They taught me, they said, there is no such thing as can't. If you think you can't, you already failed.
Right.
So hip hop, the state of hip hop is fine, because you're gonna always have people come new ways. There's always new ways.
Who in the Wu have you not worked with thus far, but would like to?
But would like to? I'd say Meth.
Okay, is that it?
Is that it?
All right. And any artists not in the Wu that you haven't worked with that you would like to work with?
Any artists, say that again?
That are not in the Wu?
That are not in the Wu thing? Artists, in general?
Yeah, in general.
You haven't worked with yet?
The whole industry.
Everybody.
Literally, the whole industry.
How about Lil Jon and shit?
I work with him too, don't matter. He can go, yeah!
What do you think of the various other Wu singers, Takitha Blue, etc.?
Takitha, my girl, man. I don't really know Blue, I don't think. I'm really not too sure, because I meet so many people I don't even know. You know, and then they, you know, they particular about, you know, women coming in the studio, I don't like to, you know, it creates troubles. You know what I mean? Why are you trying to do this or do that? I ain't trying to do nothing. I just come here to do one thing, make music and keep it moving.
Right.
But what I have is positive. About Blue, what I hear about her is positive.
And how has ODB's passing affected you, if at all?
He was my brother. I used to hang out with him. That was my man. Me and him been through a lot of things. And for him to go like that, it's sad to me because it hurts. I can't replace him. You know what I mean? It's like if a person loses a child. You can't replace a child, but the child gone. You know what I mean? So you remember and you keep in mind, you know what I mean? The beauty of him from the inside out. You keep that in mind. And you still strive, and you strive for the positive things he did instead of all of the negatives.
Right. So any message you got for the fans, now that we're done with all the regular questions?
Only message I got for y'all, Veil is coming. Just trust me, Veil is coming.
Buy that mix CD, Real Estate.
Yeah, y'all, we're gonna have, wow, listen to that. Watch me now. It's like this. We got the LaReal exclusive real estate CDs. They're going to be up in the store real soon. They're not up yet. So I've been a little behind the ball, a little under the weather. We're going to get them up. Tori's hit us off with them. You know what I'm saying? With the nice artwork by Sho from the Czech Republic. So, you know, we're going to definitely have those for sale real soon for you. We want you to support a LaReal. As you can hear, we got some interesting background music now.
Yeah. Tell me it's time to move, huh?
This is Yakin, just walked in. You got any questions you want to get on the mic?
How you feeling?
All right.
Come and step up to the mic and ask one, man. You know.
I'm not even sure. I'm just coming in now, so I don't even know what was that.
We asked all the regular questions, you know. So we just building right now, you know.
No, I just get on the build, man, you know, because I don't have any particular questions at hand.
All right, no time. All right, so is there anything else you want to give the fans or any other message that you want to speak? From your own mind, anything you want to get across to the people?
Only thing I want to tell them is check out www.whoisreal.com. And that's it.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Chamber Music, live365.com. You know, peace to my man, Ray. What's his
Laser
name?
Life.
Laser Life. Yakin, who came in late. Victorious, of course. Like a part of our family, Chamber Music. Now, Kay and the one and only LaReal is here with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank y'all, and thank y'all for having me.
Show love.
Thank you for coming.
Pick up the CD. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it popping like that. We definitely await your real album when it comes out. The real, real, real album when it comes out. Definitely going to support that, too. All right? Peace, everybody.
All right, peace.
Peace.